Hello and welcome back to another episode of Sparks the Conversation. Hoping you have a good day, a good life, wherever you are in this world, and the world is treating you well. Currently, as we speak, on this minute second on this planet, it is nice weather for the first time in around a year, it seems. Just been out of run club. It was a mega turnout again, close to the 20 mark, which I always appreciate. So if you are in the Exeter area, or even if you want to come down from miles away, absolutely fine. I'm not going to reimburse you. Actually, I could reimburse you. It might be tax deductible. You can come on down to my run club. If you want to join, just message me and I will send you the invite link. But today I'm going to be talking about what even is online coaching, because online coaching, obviously for myself and for people who work with me as an online client, is something that is pretty integral to their progress. It's integral to my business. And I completely understand that for a lot of people, the concept of online coaching just sounds absolutely ridiculous. So I'm paying for a personal trainer who would ordinarily be stood next to me, counting my reps with me, to not be there, but to check in with me remotely. And I can understand why lots of people might stand there and think, what the hell is going on? But from my experience, and I think this is the reason why online coaching has got so much kind of clout at the moment, and I have more online clients than I do in-person clients, is that I find, if I'm brutally honest, online coaching probably does get better results than one-to-one coaching. And let me tell you why. So first, I'm going to tell you how like my online coaching works, and then I'll delve into why I think it will potentially bring about better outcomes from a physique development standpoint. So online coaching is essentially a framework in which the client sits to support them, to nurture them, to teach them how to be a fully functioning gym goer. What this means is, in my own like unique scenario, I will take control of their nutrition, their training, their activity, their lifestyle habits, and their recovery. Okay. As a personal trainer, this is kind of the realms in which I would be happy or confident to kind of put some input onto, okay, or tell them more information about. In terms of the training, the scary part for most people is that first week or two where they are on their own in the gym, where they've just paid for an online personal trainer instead of an in-person personal trainer. The reason why it isn't as scary as everyone always thinks is because with the training program, I'll go through it with them. They get exercise tutorials on how to do the exercises. So I always say to people, if they are a little bit nervous, watch the videos in your car before you go in. So the first time you watch it, you know what you're not with people around you, especially if you're in a busy gym environment. And just think, right, the first few weeks are going to be a little bit sticky. And by the word sticky, I mean is you're going to be finding out what you're lifting. You're going to be finding out if the movements are good. I'm probably going to be asking you to send me some form videos, which is another scary thing to do in itself. But honestly, in a gym, everyone's so concerned about themselves, they really don't mind if you prop your phone up against a water bottle to send it to your coach. In fact, most people will probably applaud that because you're trying to improve your form. So from a training standpoint, I can give you instruction through your check-ins that happen once a week, and I can give you instruction before you even do the lift through video tutorials with me doing an explanation. So that's training taken care of. In terms of nutrition, of course, it's very important to try and meet a client where they are currently, okay? The worst thing you can do, in my experience, is trying to overhaul a client in the first week. So with all of my clients, we go through a learning phase, and the learning phase is essentially an assessment period outside of the initial onboarding process where we see where the client is at and what they are able to handle currently from a nutritional standpoint. This will normally involve like, one, do you even know how to track calories? If you don't, okay, we enter into a learning process where you start to understand calories, macronutrients, and tracking your calories. If you do, I set you some targets that are, right, can you hit X amount of protein, carbs, and calories, and fats? And let's see how you do this in your first week. Try your best. Like, I'm not gonna tear you apart if you don't hit it. But what's important here is, if the client can do it on their own, you can then fine-tune what they're doing and make their life a little bit easier than instead of coming in and just saying, right, follow this blueprint. If a client really is struggling, that's when you do give them a blueprint. This way you might give them a meal plan or a protein-based meal plan where they can fill in the carbohydrates and the fats themselves, but you say, right, I want you to eat four meals a day. These are the protein sources that I would recommend. Go and do it. And what we're trying to do here from a nutritional standpoint is build these nutritional pillars for success. Because again, the fundamentals of physique progression, fat loss, muscle gain, stand on the same nutritional pillars, okay? Most of the time, it's a higher than a kind of standard protein intake, either calorie restriction or slight calorie surplus, and understanding of macronutrients and micronutrients on a kind of a level that's going to support you, not at a level that's going to overcomplicate things and make you think, Jesus Christ, I'm starting to become sound like Elon Musk, but in a nutritional sense, but in a sense that, right, I know I probably need to be eating a lot of fruits and vegetables across a day or across a week. I just probably need to be hydrated, and I need to be making sure that all of my calories, or relative, I need to eat to my calories relative to my calorie goal. So that's how we'd kind of interact with things on a nutritional level. So we've done training, so we transition them into it. Wherever they're at, we try and meet them. Like, I have some clients who do home workouts only, some clients who do gym twice a week, some clients who do gym 7 times a week, including running. Like, it's all about where you're at and where you want to get to. Likewise with nutrition, we meet you where you're at and we progress you to a point where we're based around those nutritional pillars. For some people, this might take longer. For other people, it might take a week or not even that. They might come to me with a really good understanding of nutrition. Next up, we need to be thinking about your activity. So this is, again, quite an easy one, okay? So this is normally just a step goal and a cardio-based goal outside of the gym, or in the gym for that matter, just outside of weight training. So most people, I'd normally say, like, we could probably increase your steps on a basic level, just to make sure that you are somewhat active and your metabolism doesn't just go through the floor. Unless you're really struggling to gain weight in a bulking phase, I probably wouldn't be reducing your steps. Cardio-wise, I try and have all my clients on like a basic minimum for health, unless you're really struggling with getting those calories in. James Wilson comes to mind here with his thyroid issues. I hope he doesn't mind me saying that. I will never let that boy do cardio, I don't think, or get his steps above 7,000. So steps and activity is quite easy. Obviously, if you're going through a progressive dieting phase, this will change every week, probably. But again, with cardio, it's not always necessary, or it's not always the best thing to just escalate that, because again, you get more efficient at cardio and therefore you don't always burn as many calories. So for example, myself now, doing a 5K run compared to 2 years ago, I'd probably burn 1,000 calories. Now I'm burning probably 300, maybe even 290. So that's how we monitor your activity. Next, we'd be thinking about your daily habits, okay? So daily habits for me are kind of based around sleep, subjective data, so your kind of micronutrition, your stress management, your digestion. All of these habits are going to feed into kind of biofeedback they're not habits, but all of that biofeedback feeds into the habits that I'm going to try and implement with you. So if your digestion is poor, I'd try and raise your fiber intake or potentially improve your digestion through supplementation. Likewise, if your stress is high, I'd be looking at, right, are you sleeping enough? Are you working too hard? And of course, it's never my role as a coach to say, look, you need to pull back your hours at work. But I will always highlight if an area is impacting a client's progress. So if their stress is 7 out of 7 and they're not doing anything about it, or it's elevated for a long period of time, maybe weeks on end, I would probably highlight to them and say, look, you're not sleeping very well because you're very stressed. Therefore, your frustration from your lack of progress with your fat loss might be coming from this stress. And again, it's up to them to decide what to do. I'm not taking control of areas of people's lives. So that's how I control the habits. And of course, you've got to be thinking about recovery, which always relates to the subjective data, because we will be tracking sleep, we will be tracking your stress, we will be tracking your mood. And I do incorporate a little bit of a holistic approach into my online coaching now. At the start, it was very numbers-based, but now I use a little bit of qualitative research, in a sense that clients always answer the same questions every week. And this might sound boring and it might sound monotonous, but that's not the point of it. The point of it is to help clients start to auto-regulate themselves. Because again, I appreciate that clients won't be with me forever. And almost, I do not want them to be with me forever. And the goal is to then focus on them being able to auto-regulate themselves in a long-term strategy. So these questions often relate to, right, what's gone well, 3 great things, what are you proud of this week, what could you potentially have done better, and what issues or direct questions do you have for me? And obviously we focus on the positives, but we kind of do the sandwich technique where we do positive, negative, positive. So the overarching, we're reviewing the week in a positive mindset, but then we're thinking, what can we project forward? So most of the time, the client, or you, if you're listening to this, always knows what the issue is. If you've gained weight over a number of years, it's because you're eating too much, you're not doing enough exercise. It's as simple as that. Likewise, a client will know if they've eaten their calories and why they've overeaten their calories, and they'll be able to reflect on it and then move forward. This is very important. Like, long-term weight management is the goal for every client. Because again, We want you to be in a good, healthy position. That doesn't mean being shredded all year round, but I want you to be able to regulate your weight. Okay, you gained a little bit of weight at Christmas. What are you going to do about it? You don't have to go into a massive turbo diet, but you can go into a point where you potentially pull calories back a little bit just to bring you back down to your normal baseline. Because again, what you don't want to be doing is getting to your 30s and your 40s and thinking, fuck, I've got to do a massive diet again. So that's how online coaching would work from my standpoint, okay? And that's how I work with my clients on a one-to-one basis. They'd get an official check-in day once a week that will normally be Monday to Friday, one day where they make sure everything is uploaded for me. So that's training data, that's check-in photos, that's direct questions for me, that's form videos, that's running data, so that when I come in on that check-in day, I can review it and I can film a video response to send back to them. Of course, they also get a conversation with, well, they have a mechanism to communicate with me across the week. I use a coaching app. It's basically like WhatsApp, and they can message me anything they want. Obviously, I reply within working hours because I appreciate I do somewhat try to have a life. I don't actually have a life, I just exercise. But what we'll find through that is people can have a dialogue with me and we can have a running dialogue. Any immediate questions, small questions that I am going to be able to get back to quickly, I will get back to. Anything that I think is a bigger question or needs reviewing in your check-ins, I'll review in your check-ins. And that's how I choose to coach people. Why I think this is slightly better than one-to-one coaching, and hear me out here, because I do one-to-one coaching as well, so don't get disheartened if you're my one-to-one client, is it allows me to see a lot more of the things that you do on your own. With one-to-one, it is merely the hour that I have with the client. I'm with them, I'm training with them, but again, they're not necessarily building up that capability and that independence to be able to do things on their own. And of course, I'm trying to instill that all of the time, but very often it's not always the case because they get reliant on me. With online coaching from the start, I'm there, but I'm not there. I'm almost like that kind of person on your shoulder giving you valuable information and a framework to be able to operate within. And then obviously get you the result. I also get the accountability aspect with online, I think is potentially better. And of course, I probably think it's a little bit more cost effective. So that's how I would, that's how I coach as an online coach at Project Sparks. There will soon be two of us, which is very exciting. But if you have any questions about my online coaching, or whether you want to kind of have a chat about whether you think it's right for you, just give me a message. It'd be really good to kind of have a chat about things. Of course, this podcast is to just kind of discuss how it works. So if you're an online coach, online client, sorry, that's how it works. And obviously you experience that on a week-on-week basis. If you're not a client yet, get to be a client and just give me a message. So other than that, have a great day, great life, wherever you're in this world. I'll speak to you soon.